Do you want to talk about what you're presenting at this meeting?
Oh, I'll be presenting stuff on local control. Over the past few decades, there have been nearly 100 randomized trials of different ways of achieving local control in breast cancer. You know, radiotherapy versus not, or more surgery rather than less surgery, or more surgery versus less surgery but putting in radiotherapy. And some of them really don't make very much difference to local control. When you start randomizing mastectomy versus radical mastectomy, it doesn't even produce much difference in local control. So it's not surprising it has no material effect on long-term survival. But some of the comparisons do involve quite big differences. Some of the radiotherapy comparisons do. And if you don't give radiotherapy, then when you start randomizing, you know, do you do axillary surgery or not? Well, of course, it's going to have a big effect on whether you're going to get axillary recurrences. If you don't give radiotherapy and you start randomizing mastectomy versus breast-conserving surgery, then you're going to get quite a big difference in the probability of local recurrence in the conserved breast. And if you do compare things that involve substantial differences in local recurrence, then you do get moderate, you know, small but real differences in 10-year, 15-year mortality. You don't get any material difference in the first few years, so it has little effect on mortality in the first 5 years after randomization. But if you go in years 5 to 10, 10 to 15, then you do get small but real differences in breast cancer mortality if you don't achieve adequate local control. So when you randomize different local treatments, which do involve a real difference of, say, 10, 20, 30% in local control, you know, suppose you finish up with, say, a 30% local recurrence risk versus a 10% local recurrence risk, well, then you're going to get a difference of around 5%, say, 50% mortality versus 45% mortality out at 15 years. So there's a real effect, but if you leave local disease that hasn't yet spread and you just wait till you can detect it and then deal with it, then there is a small but real risk that in that interim, between when you could have taken it out and the time when it recurs and you do take it out, that it may in that time have seeded distant metastases that will then kill you.
Why wouldn't that apply to breast conservation versus mastectomy?
It does.
So you're saying that
if you're going to do breast conserving surgery, then you need to give some form of radiotherapy to the conserved breast so that you don't produce a very big difference in the likelihood of local recurrence.
Well, you still, even with radiation therapy, I guess it's the numbers dropping down now with
that. Then you'll get very little difference in local recurrence. If you do breast-conserving surgery and you irradiate the conserved breast, then you don't have very much difference. You don't have anything like as big a difference in the risk of local recurrence. But if you do breast-conserving surgery and you don't irradiate the conserved breast, then quite often, I mean, unless it's a very, very small, well-circumscribed tumour with very sort of low-grade malignancy, you can get quite a risk of recurrence in the conserved breast and then some small but real difference in mortality, say, a decade later. The conclusion is that local control does matter. It's not an enormous effect, but it is a real effect. And, you know, if you finish up with a difference of about 20% in the five-year risk of getting local recurrence, then you're going to have something of the order of a 5% difference in the probability of death from breast cancer over the next decade or two. I think there is a belief that local recurrence is chiefly a cosmetic problem, and I think that's not a correct belief. I think that's really the key point in what I'm saying, that you do need to get reasonable local control. You can't really play around with strategies that produce substantial risks of local recurrence without producing, a long way down the line, some real difference in the probability of death from the disease.